every state of awakening is like a new dimension opening up, a new world, new reality. It's not just a change in the past reality, some kind of a modification of our past consciousness or sense of self. It is a quantum leap. A door opens up to something new. Something that we did not even imagine exists. That is perhaps one of the most interesting elements of the spiritual path, that one cannot imagine where it is leading to. One is certainly using the basic concepts, meaning one is employing certain type of imagination, conceptual vision of where one is going to, what are those goals of the path. But these concepts, this imagination, this imagining, just gives one a sense of a very, very approximate direction, the reality of the path, awakening, spiritual goals is far beyond our capacity to imagine. A blind man can imagine what the world looks like, but when he finally can see, what he sees is incomparable to what he has imagined. Only souls which are very mature, who has grown old, experienced for many lifetimes on the path in their evolution, these souls can sense the next step, almost touch it, even if they cannot yet reach it, they sense what it is that they are supposed to reach. There's a journey into awakening, and there's a journey into dissolution, merging, absorption, unification. of the individual with the universal. Sometimes they are very different, sometimes they are intertwined, mutually supporting. Any state of awakening, in order to be the awakened state, must be embodied through pure me. Sometimes certain expansion takes place, certain energetic dimension opens up. But if the pure me is not born within that dimension to embody it, that realization remains just in the sphere of an experience or experiencing. It does not belong to the realm of I am, to the self. Pure me is born, actualized through the three centers of I am, which are the three doorways to the universal existence. Pure me and the soul are simply two aspects of the same reality. It is just we are looking at them from different angles. The soul is the meeting place of the personal and the impersonal, individual and universal. there is no such a thing as soul without me. But there is such a thing as me without the soul. Me has to reach a very high level of evolution in order to deserve having a soul first, and then to deserve becoming the soul. To be pure me is a different way of speaking, of embodying the soul. Most of the difficulties some of you experience are coming from that inability to be your pure me. Your sense of identity is too much fluctuating. On the periphery of all those me's that are not pure, they are functional or superficial. When we speak about using your power in the midst of any and all difficulties that you may experience, it is about embodying your pure me. As you know, pure me cannot be experienced, cannot exist without its fundamental connection to the light of I am, to the impersonal light within our existence, which links us with the universal light of creation and the source of creation. Pure me can be experienced through all three centers of I am. or can be experienced as one being, one unified self within ourselves. Awakening of pure me and reaching deeper levels of entry into the beyond, absolutely interconnected. The deeper pure me is rooted in the beyond, the more it is empowered in its ability to embrace its own pure nature. Only when it is absolutely absorbed in the dimension of absence, it reaches perfection of identity, the ultimate I am. Then there is a process of merging of the three centers of I am, of pure me, with itself. And the more challenging is the merging of pure me of consciousness with the depth of the soul. The reason for this difficulty is because even if pure me is realized in consciousness, it is still too much locked in the prison of the mind. The mind, which is so complicated and so multidimensional, and which has been created for infinite time of our evolution as humans, and even before that, to protect our existence in this dimension. And somewhere on the way, it has become our prison. How to surrender that mind with all its tiny parts, tentacles, to our pure nature of consciousness. by embodying our pure me. Even the work with the conscious me has to be done from abidance in pure me. Consciousness, the supreme power of the self, is not just a faculty to recognize, some kind of awareness. It is divine. It is pure light of the supreme knowing, without which existence could not recognize itself. That light of consciousness is not personal. We are just blessed with receiving it from existence. From the standpoint of reality, there's no difference between consciousness, the divine, the source, the unmanifested. It's all one. merging, clarity, strength, with complete gentleness, tenderness. And letting go constantly. To let go a space to reality has to be opened. Letting go happens only within the real. Within the non-objective existence. The dissolution of all these elements which stand on the way of our absorption state of samadhi. This dissolution by nature is gradual because there are so many elements that need to be dissolved, absorbed or removed from our pure nature. What matters is to be at the center of the gravity of surrender, so that process continues, is deepening constantly. Coming closer and closer to the state of perfection, which is the immaculate unity of presence and absence.